As an immigrant, there was a very long time in my life that I really wanted to fit in because I have an accent. My name doesn't look like an American name, and I got made fun of because I'm different than everyone else. And especially during high school, with all peer pressures, with all the popularity stuff. I really felt out of place at times because my parents couldn't afford to give me what my other friends, what other people have. For the longest time ever, we really didn't shop at the mall because my parents couldn't afford to buy anything at the mall. We buy stuff with garage sale or at thrift store, and I went to a high school that wear uniform, not because we were prestigious, but because it was in literally the hood. So there were so much fight at a school that even the police wouldn't even break it up, so it was a rough school. It wasn't anything outstanding, but even there, peer pressured, and then those popularity contests in high school still exist. And I wanted to fit in as an American so bad. And during the time when I was in high school, some of y'all might recall that the big old baggy pants called Jinko and all those stuff were really popular. But they were very expensive. They were like 60, 70, 80 to 100 plus dollars a pair. And I mean, I couldn't afford it because my parents just didn't have money. They all of the extra money they had, they were trying to pay the mortgage, in order to so that we can have a home to live in. So my parents worked hard to give us what we wanted, right? Not so much in the immediate sense, but what we could want as Americans with a future, with opportunity, with freedom. So, my brothers and sisters, speaking about that, I am grateful for my parents because when I was growing up, they didn't give me the riches of this world, they gave me the riches of opportunity. The things that are beyond the material riches, and they made a lot of sacrifices for that. And I'm inviting you to see the same too. Oftentimes, we get attracted by the immediate, the appealing, the materialistic riches that are there. And we get envious of other people and become so jealous when we don't get what we want because we see what they have and we said, oh, if I would have these things, it would make me belong. It would make me feel like somehow I'm part of them. It would make me feel much better about myself. But just like the first reading teaches us that if we chase after vanities after vanities after vanities, there's no rest. We cannot rest. What profit comes to a man from all his toil? What profit is it there if we chase after what the world wants of us instead of spending the time to seek the riches that comes from Christ? All of the readings today remind us that oftentimes we spend so much of our effort trying to build up our own earthly kingdom, our own egocentric footstool, instead of trying to seek the things that come from above, the things that come from God. St. Paul in the second reading said, so well, my brothers and sisters, if you were raised with Christ, seek what is above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Think of what is above, not what is on earth. My brothers and sisters, this is a reminder for you and for me. In recent days, I had to do my regular purge in order to let go of the things that are not useful for me, the things I haven't touched in a while. And this is a habit that I picked up when I became religious. Because, you know, when I was able to afford some things, you know, I began to buy all these small gadgets and things that kind of make me feel good that, oh yeah, I finally can afford some things. But then more crap just come in my life, more stuff, you know. And do I really need all these things? Huh? And I told many of y'all before that, you know, even though I'm an active duty Air Force priest and my allowance would allow me to have a house on base, but with a bigger house, with a bigger residence, I'm just going to fill it up with more crap, with more things I don't need. So I am living in a small room in a rectory, which helped me to be realistic that whatever I buy, whatever I have around me, do take space. And I only have a limited and certain amount of space. Helps me to realize what is really important, what is needed. So there's a constant purge in our life that we need to make, my brothers and sisters, to let go of the things that are not needed in order to hold on to the things that are above, that come from Christ. And in a much more way, I would like to invite each one of you to take it to the spiritual level. My brothers and sisters, like me as an immigrant, I have come to realize that I will never, quote unquote, fit in, like be like everyone else. Because of my name, because of how I speak, because of who I am. And for the longest time ever, I wanted to fit in. But I come to realize that my journey, who I am today as a son of God, as a disciple of Christ, an instrument of the Holy Spirit, will make me not fit in with the rest of the world. And that's okay. I don't have to be like everyone else. I don't have to be accepted by the popular voices or opinions in order to be loved by Him. I know who I am, and I know that His love is worth it all, and I'm willing to trade everything in loving Him. Will you? My brothers and sisters, that's a hard part, a hard question, a hard choice. But that is the choice of discipleship. That is the decision of faith and our way of life. We will never fit in, and we can never spend our whole life trying to build up and chase after vanity. The possessions of this world will always leave us empty and feeling like we need more until we grasp the things that are important, the things that come from Christ. Through a life of prayer, a life of worship, a life of service. My brothers and sisters, I have to learn that in a hard way. But I'm also grateful too. My parents were never able to give me the things of this world. But they have given me the things that they have made many sacrifices for. Freedom, opportunity, and the ability to live here in America, so that I can be a priest, that my brother and I could have a better future than what they had when they were growing up under the Vietnam War. So that we don't have to live under communism. The manipulation and the oppression of an evil party that only care for itself. My parents made a lot of sacrifices so we can have a better future. That's why I'm in the Air Force, so that some way I can repay America back for what she had given me and my family. My parents have given so much. America had given me so much. And those things cannot be measured with just worldly, vain, or material measures, or quantities, or standards. I take those things to heart. They matter to me, because they come from the heart. And who I am today is made up of those immeasurable gifts. So I ask you to reflect the same thing. What gifts have you received from God, from your parents, from your own life, that have given you life? What gifts do you continue to choose to give to your children and to the people around you? What are you willing to share other people, so that they can come to realize the love of Christ too? My brothers and sisters, this is who we are. Much more than what the world had defined us or told us what we need to be. We belong to Him, and no one can ever rob that away from us. And it's perfectly okay if we are not accepted by this world, because we already belong to Him who has loved us.